This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Jake and Amir!
Who here likes taking shits? You guys like taking shits?
When you take a shit, like, sometimes you gotta wipe, sometimes you don't. Like,
blue.
What is that?
20 seconds, the first thing out of your mouth.
I wanna try stand up for once.
All right, yeah, go for it.
Give
What's
me
your
a theme.
You
Give
set
me
it
a
up.
Theme.
Shits, yeah, that sounds perfect.
I already did shit.
Okay,
I
let's.
Loved it.
All right. Amir's gonna do stand up for the first improvised stand up.
Yeah.
Give him a one word suggestion.
Yeah. Noodle? Noodle? Or did I
noodle.
Say noodle?
Did you say noodle, or does he have like a ton of stuff prepared on noodles? All right.
What noodle. Is it? Poodle.
Poodle.
Oh, like poo-poo.
Oh.
I already did that. I already did the poo-poo joke.
Well, do noodle, actually.
Noodle?
Yeah.
All right. What's the deal with noodles?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, like, what? So, okay. So because of the shape of it, it's a different word for it. Well, I'm not done yet.
All right.
So the fusilli is...
What about the noodle?
You don't have to ask.
I'm really excited
I'm gonna
to see
get
the
there,
stand-up.
I am going to tell you.
All right.
Jesus. So like bread is bread.
But,
I know, because I wasn't, that was just the setup.
All right, but we're here to do a podcast.
What?
Yeah. Who here likes podcasts? Good.
Who here doesn't even know what podcasts are? There's a table here that looks, are you guys on a company retreat? I apologize for who brought you
for what's
here.
What's about to happen?
I feel bad for you.
For instance, do you guys know who Crandis is?
No.
But well, they don't.
That's so in. That's so
lot,
inside. Do you know? Do you guys? Why are you? I'm sorry. I have to apologize on behalf of the company that brought you here and was like, I guess they threw a dart at a board of comedy shows, and as luck would have it, it landed on the wrong one. That was close, right? Where do you guys work? What's your job?
The company is Flying Bull.
Flying Bull.
Flying, what does it do?
I want to know. Like, what would your guess be for Flying Bull?
I think they're into, like, cattle transport.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, like
if there's a
modern-day
rodeo.
Cowboy, but at 36,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they'll herd cows into... I was going to guess energy drink, and Red Bull should sue you because it's so similar. What does Flying Bull actually do?
We are producing an event.
Whoa.
Cool. So it helps the environment. Now you feel like a real asshole.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy tonight. I know my parents wouldn't be happy to be here. I don't know.
But that's only because they're not proud of
me. No, yeah, they just happen to dislike me a lot. It has nothing to do with you guys or anybody else here. Everybody else, has anybody here never been to one of our live podcasts before?
Oh,
great.
Hell yeah.
Has
right,
anybody
great.
Been to one of our live podcasts before? Cool. And
the
who here is
from Flying Bull?
Bull? Just the Flying Bull table then?
Yeah.
We got one solar decathlete. Can you name two of the 10 events in the solar decathlon?
Of course.
One is just the javelin.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. They just ran out and they had to use regular decathlon
shit. Right, of course,
shit.
Yeah.
The other and then is, the rest are like solar related.
Solar, yeah, there's
a pulse vault,
but soul vault.
Oh, a solar vault.
Yeah, solar, where instead of a padding thing, it's just a solar panel.
Bad.
Everyone who participates in it dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's never, ever not been a death.
Yeah. Put that one at the end. Otherwise, tournament over.
There's no one to do
too
the
early
javelin.
On. Yeah.
So, do you want to sit down? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We were starting for so
you
long.
Do it?
Let's
okay.
do it. You're right. Let's get started. Let's sit down. This is happening. Ready?
All right. Now we've addressed the fact that we're sitting down. Here we are.
This is the
How are you guys down. Doing up front? This is cool. What's Gucci? Nachos.
Yeah.
It looks like you really got into them already.
Yeah, nachos are weird. This is another one stand-up that's going to sound like... What's the doing nachos. It's like the top layer is nachos, the bottom layer is just chips. I mean,
that was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Looks like a lot of your ice melted, pal. Clink.
Okay. It's just that when I have spaghetti and pasta sauce, it's not just on the top.
Yeah, we're going to workshop that backstage, actually.
For those of you listening at home, this is a recorded show, so a lot of people are just going to be listening, you know, at the gymnasium.
This episode is brought to you by Flying Bull.
Yeah.
So Google it.
You guys owe us $7,500, by the way. Or an hour of your time.
They pay us.
This is like a very traditional comedy club. There are seats. People are eating nachos. Are those sweet potatoes?
Y'all got
fries?
Some Stellas. That's what's up. You
yeah,
already
those are sweet done drink.
How long have you been here and you drank three Stellas?
Yeah, they showed a 4-minute video before we came on stage.
And it was five empty beers on this table. They opened the doors 10 minutes ago. Yeah, fuck yeah.
College, bro. You wouldn't get us.
I dropped out. Yeah.
You wouldn't get us. Like, these are my boys.
Yeah, and like, have a sip of one of their beers.
I don't need to have a sip to know that.
You've never had beer before. You're afraid of it.
It's carbonation.
You're crying a little bit out of this eye, yeah. So no one over there can see it.
I have controlled crying, which is
almost never useful, yeah. But tonight.
One of them is trickling out of my butthole. Once again, this episode is brought to you by Flying Bull. Please check out the Solar Decathlon on, when is it? November 33rd? Oh, no, they lied to you. That's not a real date. When is the actual Solar Decathlon?
The next 4 days.
It's the next 4 days? 10 events, 4 days? 2.5 events per day? How long are these javelins traveling?
Solar! Your hand is so cold.
I'm an alien. So for this table over here and everybody else who isn't quite sure who we are, Jake and I have a podcast, an advice podcast. It's basically a radio show that you download onto your phones.
They know what a podcast is. They're putting on a goddamn solar decathlon.
A computer is a machine that you play in here. You can type word processing.
You know, email?
Yeah. So you don't have to print it, everything.
It's an email you listen to, yeah. From people you don't know.
I feel bad. I'm sorry.
I know. We're making fun of him, not anybody else.
Yeah.
That's anyway.
The theme of the show. So people will email us. Do you know email? People will type letter correspondence chess. Do you play that? People are in sticky situations. They're in tough places. You know kids these days. They don't know what the fuck's going on, you guys.
And we're all drinking like 9 Stellas.
Yeah.
Making bad decisions. Ordering nachos.
Nachos are fine, but the Stellas are, you know, suspect. So Jake and I get hundreds of emails a day, and we comb through the submissions, and we try to answer 4 or 5 of them on the show. And if you guys wouldn't mind, I guess we should do it right now.
Yeah, while we're here.
Yeah.
You might as well.
Sometimes, most of the times, it's just Jake and I alone, fully nude in our home.
Often spooning.
Often spooning into the same microphone, which is coiled around us like a python eating us both.
What a way to go.
But then sometimes we're in Irvine. Irvine, let's give it up for yourselves.
I like one guy did jazz hands back there. It meant a lot to me to see that.
Oh, if you're hard of hearing, you have to do jazz hands instead of clapping.
Of course.
Jake is deaf, so.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Jazz hands.
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah. All right.
So these are real emails from real humans on this planet. They share it the same with you and I, Flying Bull. They're just confused of sorts. But we want to give these real emails fake names just so we can preserve their anonymity. So if anybody has... The name of a male name.
I heard Crandis. Crandis follows us around to every show. It's sort of ambiguous, so it could go with a dude could be named Crandis. A man named Crandis writes.
A man named Crandis writes. Hey guys, big fan of the podcast. I'm a first-year student at university and was wondering if you guys could help me out. I'm coming home in 2 weeks to my girlfriend of 2 years. While we were together, we plan on catching up and even trying some new things like taking a shower together.
Huh? It shouldn't be that new after 2 years. But
yeah. Here's my problem. Lately, I've really wanted to try licking her ass. But I don't want to weird her out or make her disgusted. How can I bring this up with her so that she's willing to try? I don't want her to reciprocate the licking. And we've never... Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter, flying bull, specifically. I don't want her to reciprocate the licking, and we've never gone near each other's asses in a sexual manner before. Any advice would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Love, Crandis. Let's give it up for Crandis.
So why do you have to specify that we've never gone near each other's assholes in a sexual manner before?
Yeah, I mean,
what manner
wiped
was
each
it?
Other. They've wiped each other.
It was all business last time.
So, like, for example, she'll do a duty, and she'll be like, can you come wipe me?
Oh, you're a father.
Yeah.
So
he's so matter of fact. While we were together, we plan on catching up and trying new things, like, I don't know, hopefully licking her ass.
I'd like to find out how her first semester was. Was it, did you meet anyone? May I lick your ass?
Yeah. Did you take any intramural sports or participate in any other hobbies? Furthermore, can I lick your colon? I want to lick your ass. Once we're done catching up. What else is new?
Perhaps in the shower, so I know it's clean.
Oh, that's a good call. He wants to shower together. I think that's when the ass licking should and will commence.
Let's wash our butts.
Yeah.
Turn off the water.
I've got my own water, and it's solar powered. Speaking of which, let's turn it on ESPN 9. The decathlon's on. I think the shower is actually a great way to segue into the... He means butthole, right? When he says ass licking, he's not talking about tasting the cheeks.
Yeah. But you bite that. That's kind of sexy. Like, nibble it on your way to the...
Yeah, you know, like, have you guys
ever
eaten
corn? It's like going
on
a road trip and you make a pit stop. It's kind of... It's not about the
journey.
It's not about the... I guess with ass licking, it's all destination.
Yeah. And journey.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, really, your eyes on the prize on that one.
Yeah. Brown eyes on the prize.
We're working on our high fives. I think you can't... I don't think you broach it like a normal subject. You can't, like, sit... You can't text somebody and be like, hi, next time we're together, I'd like to lick your ass.
Those things are best done in the heat of the moment.
Yeah. I think there's a lot that you can get away with in the heat of the moment
because
it's turning you on.
Yeah, you're already, like, you're trending towards a location.
Right.
And you don't want to make a U-turn.
And you don't want to zero in right on the ass. Like, if you're doing... I think you have to... You've got to be going down on her.
Okay.
And this is real advice now. The joke part is over.
Yeah.
So everyone listen the fuck up.
Put those nachos away and take out a tablet, a Samsung Galaxy.
Brought to you by Samsung Galaxy and Flying Bull. So yeah, I think you can lick her ass.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's funny about that, by the way. It's all sexy. It's funny to talk about it on stage, but in the moment, yeah, you can lick an ass.
So you're saying you have to already be down there, trending towards there.
Yeah, you can't go from, like, kissy-kissy to ass. But you could go kissy-kissy, necky-kissy, booby-kissy, vagina-kissy. Little creep, like, boop,
yeah.
I kissed your ass. You test the waters. And
yeah. You don't dive in. You go to the first step and you say, ooh, the water is cold. Let me get out of the pool.
Right.
And then you go back into the first step and you're like, oh, I've actually gotten used to this.
Uh-huh.
Can I lick your asshole?
But once you're in, the water feels so good.
Yeah. It's all warm to me. He should catch up with his girlfriend, though. That's the important
part. The primary thing is to find out what's Gucci with your families.
Yeah.
Say I've missed you.
Yeah.
And then...
at the end of the day.
Yeah. We can end the day by licking it. Yeah, it's fine.
That should be the. You, what's the? Will you do stuff after that? That is the end of the day.
After you've licked. Yeah, you have. You can't catch up after you've licked her ass. You just you eat her butt for a little bit. And you say, but how was?
Yeah.
How was that? You did. You took English. Was that a requirement? Or, sorry, I need to floss.
Dear God. Unrelated. You just have to floss.
Look, I ate corn, not you.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Let's move on.
That's actually, that joke is actually good because if she ate the corn and then
Dude, don't dissect it. Let's...
Either way, there would be corn is what I'm trying to say.
I got you. I feel you.
That's why it's funny.
Yeah. Please either answer the next question or drink your... Do something besides talk about this. I do want you to drink this water at this point. You have let the ice melt that into its...
Isn't that the point of rocks?
No, it's... I think the point is to make it cold, not to dilute it to the point where it's not alcoholic.
Hmm. We learned two new things today.
Keep in mind I might be wrong. I often am.
All right, that's it. That was our advice for this guy. Let's give it up for Grandis one more time. One more question. Well, many more questions, but let's start with one at a time. We need another guy's name.
Did you just yell Grandis again?
No, it's too late. It's too late. I want to ask Flying Bull.
All right, sure.
Flying Bull, who's the highest up person at your company that's here right now? Who's the CEO? Adam, is that your, Adam? Tom, of
course.
Did
you just guess Adam because he kind of looks like an Adam?
I should have guessed. Every CEO's name is Tom or Adam.
Yeah.
I had a 50-50 shot. So, Tom, what we need is a fake guy's name to help us answer this question. It could be a fake name that you made up with a series of sounds or just somebody that you know and love.
Don't give him so many parameters. Just fake name. He'll do it. You told him to either use sounds or a loved one.
Yeah. I want to make it easy on
him. Do whatever you want, Tom. You're a goddamn CEO.
Yeah. Nobody tells you what to do. That's the goal of being you. You're the boss. You tell me, actually.
I would like to use the name Richard.
Whoa. He needed help. No, Richard is good. Do you have a last name or you want to keep it anonymous? Oh,
yeah!
Yeah! Tom, dude! Yes, dude!
Dick, dude! Right,
I love that, dude!
Yes, dude! All right, dude! Don't stop on the stage, dude!
All right.
Just read it, yeah.
Tom writes... I'm joking. Lighten up, Flying Bull. This is a corporate retreat. Y'all could have been bowling if Tom was slightly different. Dick writes, I work at a law firm run by possibly the worst human beings on planet Earth. I think people were better treated and more well-respected during the Third Reich than in my office.
Huge stretch.
He means how they treated others, because people within the Third Reich were probably treated very well. I have seen every single girl reduced to tears by cruel managers. I have seen people freak out and storm out of the building, never to return. I have seen people on the verge of physical altercations because they are so irate. We aren't even doing any good work.
We're just launching a solar decathlon, for God's sake. Holy shit.
We aren't even doing any good work as we are a foreclosure law firm and work solely to take away people's homes. I've had to console weeping mothers and explain to them that we are still going to force them out of their home. Nothing about my job gives me an ounce of joy. But I can't afford to quit or be fired because I need the money. So, would you guys stick it out and say, would you guys say fuck it and bounce on Hitler's foreclosure firm? Or stick it out until you can find a new gig? Love, Dick.
Dick.
Let's give it up for Dick.
One time for Dick.
Is Flying Bull like that? People storming out, getting into physical altercations? Obviously, you can't answer with Tom in the room, but just cough twice if he's emotionally and physically abusive.
Who here hates their job?
Oh my God.
Why would you woo? All, I'm miserable! Yeah!
All of the waitresses just applauded. No, but it is true. This place seems particularly evil. I don't know what they steal buildings and make their employees cry.
Right.
Someone's in charge of this workplace.
Yeah.
It's which not is not good. A good place
no,
to be.
Yeah, it's like, that's I think that's one of the worst jobs you can have.
Yeah.
Take away people's houses.
Yeah.
Or if you're like, if you work for an insurance company that like you have to represent people who are killed in an accident. You're like, we want the family to pay for this.
Yeah, but that is someone's job.
Yeah, somebody's like, no one could possibly be passionate about that.
My first job was somebody paid me to giggle at funerals.
Really?
Yeah. a vigilante boss man hired me on Craigslist, and he said,
"Do you know who he was?"
He didn't have a name or a face. He did look. The visage did resemble John Wolfe. But he would pay me $40 an hour to go to funerals and crack up.
Global's in charge of this?
I don't want to say that he is or isn't, but it really seemed like that.
Because
I guess funerals are completely open to the
public. For those of you guys who don't know here, we know John Wolfe is sort of like this. Woo because we know him, but he's not a good guy. He's this sort of like weird social vigilante who takes it upon himself to be a dickling and a nuisance. He's an anti-hero.
Yeah,
like a super nuisance.
Yeah, he doesn't like kill people, but he makes people's lives bad. Yeah, he paid me $50 an hour to crack up at funerals, and I'm like, why is that?
And he's not even there to enjoy it.
No. He doesn't want to
see. Doesn't get a perverse joy out of being.
No,
there.
He just wants to pay me and have me live with the guilt of knowing that I did it for money.
That's so weird. Like, John Global Glocal Wolf is, I don't know, like, what we... I just hate it, man. Yeah. I hate when he does shit like that.
He'll also sell nutritional yeast in its sand. That one is illegal. That one is illegal to do it, because it's false advertising. So you'll put sand on your popcorn, and you think it's nutritional yeast, because it does resemble sand. Fine.
Nutritional yeast is it's good for you. It tastes kind of like cheese. It's a nice thing to have.
And then you bite into it.
That's so fucking weird that you would just ruin people's popcorn.
I don't know. Because everyone loves popcorn, and for whatever reason, global, John Wolfe doesn't. So have you ever had a job that you hated that you stuck around for? Yes? And why did you stick around? Money. This is what I'm telling you, dude. My money-free society.
That's a really nice idea.
Have y'all ever been to Burning Man?
It's all this, like, cool barter system. As long as you go to Walmart or Kmart and fill up on water before you get there and, like, kind bars and shit, once you get there, there's no money. And shit actually really, really works. As long as you rent an RV in Reno, then it, like, really... Yeah, it's...
Yeah, do they accept hugs and shit for the kind bars that you buy in Walmart,
exactly,
or is it actually just cash,
dude? And it's like not supporting the man, and like it's just like this free society that's like fucking beautiful, and like as long as you load up on kind bars and stuff before you get there,
it really has to be kind bars. And if you meet me at the Fluke Talk tent, sponsored by Red Bull and Flying Bull next year,
thank you.
I think the deal with bad jobs is that you will endure them as much as, like, this guy's body will fail when he's ready to leave. Like, the fact that he can still tough it out means that he's still, like, fine with it. And one day he'll be like,
You're advising him to stay miserable?
Yes.
What kind of person are you? You have a microphone. You're supposed to empower them to... to be...
I think he can look for other jobs, but he shouldn't leave this job until he's actually physically incapable.
I don't understand why he can't get fired. If he got fired, that's like several weeks severance, and then you get to go look for a job.
How do you get fired at a place that makes people cry and mad?
Wouldn't it be amazing if he was like, oh, I actually didn't end up taking that family's house away. I'm like, you did a bad job. You're fired. So then you get fired, you get severance, and you didn't take somebody's house away.
That's actually good advice.
Thanks. Whatever. Yeah.
Get fired. Tom, have you ever had to fire someone?
Not yet.
I love that
attitude.
But
whoever planned this fucking retreat...
is on pretty thin ice. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Barbara. Is someone's name Barbara?
Oh, it's got to be, right? Sheila? Sarah?
Sandy was the one who did it.
Sandy. Oh, the nutritional yeast.
Holy shit.
It all comes back to
Local
Sandy.
Has penetrated.
It's changed her name.
I don't want to finish that real quick because, like, I don't want to, yeah. Just finish it. It's all water. You can yell chug and it's... Are you kidding me?
It's a lot of water.
It really is.
And it's cold, so it hurts my teeth.
That's...
So you can see the predicament I'm in.
Sure, yeah.
Just to have this much cold,
Tell
icy
you what,
water.
Why don't you just chug from the bottle then?
I gotta drive home, but hey, what the hell?
Yeah, dude! Instantly puking?
It was 45 minutes of me passing out. Everyone's sort of chanting still in a sad way.
Die.
Should we answer one more question then the break or take the break now?
What do you want to do, man? It's our show, actually. Hold up.
Let's take the break right now. If anybody has any questions, we can answer anybody's.
Anything, whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, this is a free association.
You are raising your hand? A video in our email 2 days ago?
This guy has a gun. Did you watch the video, man?
What's the right answer, dude? Fuck!
It was skipping, dude. I don't know if I finished watching the video.
A little bit. Shit. No, we have like 14,000 emails. We check them as much as we can. Yeah, I'll come through. You know what I'll do, dude? I'll sort by attachment.
That's like the coolest thing to say, or the nerdiest thing to say in a cool way.
Yeah.
Fucking like sort by attachment, though. Like, even I'll put like a Google filter on that and be like higher than 5,000K. Like, I really will sort by largest attachment.
And like
descending.
Sent by date.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the window? 2 days. All right, yeah, bro.
We'll look for that video. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Very specific personal question.
Any other? Jake's virginity story. So
I feel real weird telling this in front of everybody from Flying Bull.
Yeah, especially because two of them were involved. Let me explain the situation to the social decathletes in the room. Sorry, solar decathletes. My bad. Every live podcast we have, Jake sort of promises to share his virginity story, which is something of an urban legend. It has become lore of sorts, a myth, only sadly true. If you're listening at home, we cut to commercial break so that we can't disseminate the story to the public. We can only tell it word of mouth, the way traveling salesmen used to do. Tom, you understand. Tom and I used to sell oil door to door.
Snake oil, actually. Yeah. It was another glocal scheme.
So if you're listening at home, let's take a quick commercial break. Thank one more sponsor, and we'll be right back after this. All right, now everyone shut the fuck up. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app.
That's right.
That finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly. Right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, okay. Quasi-legal,
no,
kind
no.
of dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money me. Found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. Rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. What? What an amazing heroic tale. Actually, those fries look pretty good. Do you mind if I have some for the first time?
You guys haven't touched the fries, and you've kind of, like, devoured yours.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do, but I shouldn't, because I have to talk more now. Yeah. leave them on the table, and I'll get to them after everyone leaves. Stupid. Oh, you know what we should answer? We got that follow-up email from our last live show question.
Yes. All right.
That's right.
Ooh, I've got a question. So, at our, who here listened to our live show in Toronto? Okay. I'm going to catch a couple people up, but do you guys remember the girl who...
Tom, you remember the girl.
Yeah. Tom knows what I'm talking about. You know what? I'll just fucking read it. All right. Not that guy, I wish. So this girl, she was dating a jealous guy. I was living with him at his... oh, wait, this is it. All right. 21 years old, been with my boyfriend for 4 years. He's perfect. Here's the issue. They're always perfect, and there's always...
yeah.
It's not perfect.
Yeah.
Stop
perfect
setting
means
it up
without flaw.
Like that. So he's very jealous. He saw dirt in my bathtub and thought it was cum. But the day he saw that, we didn't have sex. He still brings it up, and today we almost broke up because he said he couldn't trust me. What should I do? So this was the main problem was the trust. Follow-up problem was it was a problem that he couldn't tell the difference between dirt and cum.
Yeah. Two very different things.
Yeah.
One is brown and the other is mud. I mean...
So here's her follow-up. I think we advised her to break up with him.
Yeah, because he was an angry, jealous boy.
Okay.
And angry, jealous boys don't get girls. As far as I'm concerned.
Who are you?
Sorry, I had a fry and I am a sassy old uncle, man.
Sassy old uncle, man.
Yeah,
huh?
And I'll say stuff like, jealous boys don't get girls. And I think it rhymes,
but it
doesn't.
Do you have a really long cigarette?
Yeah, I'm Theodore Leslie
Theodore
of sorts.
Theodore Leslie. So, all right. This is from, I don't remember her name. So what's a girl's name?
Khaleesi.
She's always on the mind, isn't she? All right, this is from Khaleesi, or whoever it was in Toronto.
This is a follow-up email to the original one we answered in Toronto.
Exactly, the girl whose boyfriend didn't know the difference between dirt and cum. Thank you for answering my question. I'm so honored, and I laughed so much listening to you guys read it at a live show, no less. So here we are again. That's kind of cool. A little backstory. I was living with him at his parents' house, but they didn't know I was living there because they're so rich they have 3 houses, 2 in Vegas, 1 here.
Baller.
I don't know why this is necessary. I think she just wanted to brag about the success of her boyfriend's parents.
Yeah, it explains why the guy's an asshole a little bit.
Sure. A few nights ago, before I was supposed to leave when his parents were coming back to visit, I got really sick of listening to him go on about how little he trusted me, so I just started packing up. I gathered all my things, and I said, fuck this. I'm done. I can't handle this anymore. I did what Jake said, and I started to leave.
Yeah.
Wahoo. And he did basically that move where he said, but wait, I can trust you. Everything changed when he wanted to break up with me.
I'm a different human now to you.
So I ended up staying. This reaction so far is correct. He's still crazy.
What? But he changed forever.
He actually forced me off social media.
Oh.
His words were, it was in my best interest to be off social media.
He should have said, in your best Pinterest. No.
For example, Snapchat deletes the message/snap after it's seen. You could be talking to other guys, and I wouldn't be able to see it. So since then, I haven't been on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat. Things have been better.
Oh! Huh.
Things have been better between us since I got off social media. Is this good for us? I think she's confusing better with worse.
Yeah. Things have been better for the supervillain.
Ever since I became an emotional prisoner of myself.
Yeah.
Things are all right.
Yeah. Weird how that works out, right? It's also interesting that he forced her off all social media because he was afraid that she could use it. That's like saying, I have to remove your mouth and voice box now because who knows who you can talk to. Yeah. Things have been better now since I can't speak. He probably wrote that email.
Oh, no.
Things are better now that I'm typing for her. Sincerely, little girl. Send. Sleep. What do you think, girl in a cage? He keeps her in a cage.
Jesus Christ. I think it's almost to the point where we need to fly to Hawaii and rescue her.
I was going to go to Hawaii anyway just because it's a chill spot.
Yeah, I was going to go stand-up paddleboarding in Kauai.
Yeah. And then while I was there, I'd be like, hey, this guy's bad. This guy is really bad, and he's taking stuff, essential freedoms from you, you woman, you crazy woman, you. I'm actually mad at her.
She's an Instagram whore now. What if a man sees your picture? How am I supposed to deal with that? Delete
your eyes.
Are you guys clinking glasses like we have to kiss?
Like
It's a wedding.
toast. I missed a FaceTime call from Ben. Do you think it would be interesting to call him back?
That's a fun idea.
All right. So you guys, ideally it'll work. I have a friend. We have a friend. His name is Ben. He comes on the show. He's sort of a big deal of sorts. People love him. I think it would be cool.
You're setting it up, and if he doesn't pick up, it's going to be really disappointing.
I know. I just want Flying Bolt to understand the what's going on.
What's
here.
Happening?
So it'd be kind of funny if I FaceTime him and I do it like off camera, or sorry, off microphone over here. He thinks I'm in a hotel room that looks like a brick wall for some reason.
Yeah.
And so, then I turn it around, I'll be like, oh, I'm actually doing a live show. And he'll be like, what? And then I turn around, you guys can all applaud. It'll be a fun little moment.
They should
moment.
All say something when you turn it around.
Okay, what should he call him?
What's one of his most famous names from our... Cherry Dude? Cherry Dude? All right.
So what? They're going to just chant Cherry Dude? Well,
when you turn around, everyone will say, Cherry Dude!
All right,
this is
going to
be
down.
So sad if he doesn't pick up.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes of buildup, and he's just like, hey, man, I'm in
Who
a
else
restaurant.
Who got your phone, dude? Call Rick Fox. Come on.
All right, here we go. I'm going to call Ben FaceTime, and nobody say anything until I turn the phone around. Yeah, that's right. The silence is... Oh, it's happening. Yes, dude.
Yes, dude.
I love it. Where are you, man?
You know where I am. Dude.
You're at home, dude. I love that.
Yes, dude.
I'm actually doing a show right now.
This second?
You're on the microphone, so people might be able to hear you.
Hi, everybody!
Flying. What?
I'm gonna go through a history of all the people Amir's had sex with.
Yeah, hey, we gotta go. Give it over to Ben Schwartz. That was fun. I was gonna tell him Flying Bull was here. We have about 5 minutes left. Oh. I know. But maybe we can try to answer one more question real
quick.
One
more, yeah, let's do it. Speed round.
All right. Girl's name.
What was it? Toboggan? Like a sled? Toboggan. Yeah, dude.
Okay, Woo! Great.
Toboggan, man!
Toboggan.
Yeah! 19 Stellas.
Toboggan actually works because it's we needed a guy's name.
Perfect. Of course it is.
Of course. Toboggan is unisex. Right. I just turned 18 and I've been dating my GF for 2 months and we've recently gotten very physical. I'm really good at going down on her, amongst other things. But she isn't... but she isn't very good in return. She is really self-conscious about this, and I can't exactly fake it, as there is an outcome.
Outcome comes out.
Yeah, outcome is the perfect word. That's where outcome came from.
That's such a sad thing to say when you orgasm.
And outcome. Here's the outcome.
I command thee.
That's why it's called, like, what's your income? Originally, it was the jizz going back into your urethra.
That's how you were paid.
Isn't that so bizarre?
Medieval times were fucked.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's how the actors at medieval times were paid in the 80s. That's so weird. Anyway, the reason I know what to do is because of porn. Should I suggest that she watch some videos to educate herself? Or will that reveal that I've watched more than my fair share? I don't want her to feel inadequate because I know that getting someone off feels really satisfying. Please help. Love, Toboggan.
It sounds like there's a huge chance he's not getting her off, right?
Yeah.
I'm really good.
I watch porn. I read a book once. I know all the facts.
Well, especially with porn, that's like not necessarily how you want to have oral sex.
Like, so you're saying don't go to porn.
I watch porn too, and a lot of the time it's like when they go down, like they slap their vagina.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that. I've never gone down on someone and been like, is this thing on?
Is this thing turned on?
And if I were the girl, if I were a girl in that situation, I'd be like, oh, I just came. That's, yeah. Just stop it.
You're finished and you're done. And that's the outcome. How about telling her what he likes and dislikes? Isn't that better than saying, go to your local library?
Yeah, because most porn dick blowjobs are, you know, it's face fucking. So that's probably not where you want to go with your girlfriend.
No.
Unless it is. And there's nothing wrong with that. But she's really got to be on board.
So what do you say? How does one get better at anything sexual?
I think it's more about, it's not about like porn. It's more about like the actual, the relationship, right? She doesn't need to know how like a porn star likes his dick sucked or like what the porn industry's idea of a good blowjob is, which I think involves a lot of gagging.
Yeah. See, porn is not a YouTube tutorial.
Yeah.
It's a you porn tutorial.
Oh. And
sorry, I just had a stroke.
I also think it's not necessary. Very physical. Does that mean they're having sex, or is it just very physical oral sex?
I think he's eating her out and she's hitting the top of his brain.
Did I get it right? I think.
Like a chimpanzee learning to make fire for the first time. Gush. Gush. Or a gorilla trying to crack open a coconut.
Oh, yeah.
For the third time. So he sort of knows.
He's going to get
too.
It. Yeah. He'll get it. I think, yeah, you got to talk to her about what you personally like on your dick and don't say.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yep, totally.
You were just reliving that porn star blowjob.
Sorry, I'm just imagining Tom taking this all in. The rest of the Flying Bull team surrounding their CEO.
What'd you
listening
guys
to you talk about how the best blowjobs are given. It just warmed not my heart, but I guess my scrotum, which is heart-shaped, though upside down.
To Amir's scrotum. To you guys.
Yes, guys. Did you guys have fun? Flying Bull, thoughts. It wasn't what you expected, right? But it was still borderline. I mean, people around you seem to have been laughing a bit. That's better than nothing, I feel like. Maybe next time mini golf, I don't know. I'm not Sandy. I don't get what's good and bad. I do need a job because after this, we were fired by comedy club in the country. So if Flying Bull has an opening for Solar Decathlete or Human Resources, please let Jake or I know. Let's give it up for Flying Bull for and having fun. And to Jake.
Thank you. And to Amir.
Thank you guys so much. We had an amazing time. We really appreciate it. Good night.
Thank you.
But wait. One last sponsor, one last company to thank, and that is DollarShaveClub.com. I used to shave with razors so old that they were really, really not good anymore, actually. They're not good. Don't shave with old razors. Use DollarShaveClub.com to change the way you shave. DollarShaveClub.com delivers a whole new sleeve of amazing razors for just a few bucks. You can shave with a fresh blade that feels fantastic and great every week, and the prices are really low because they don't have to deal with shit like putting it in stores. It's all done online. Y'all like the internet. So check out dollarshaveclub.com/Jake or dollarshaveclub.com/Amir for your low-priced, high-quality razors delivered like clockwork every month. Once again, that's dollarshaveclub.com/Jake or dollarshaveclub.com/Amir. And yes, if you are in search of more podcasts to enjoy, The New Hollywood is a new show on the HeadGum Network, as well as How to Make Me Come, a show I think that's equally important for guys and ladies to listen to. When else do you get to hear ladies candidly and anonymously speak so earnestly about their own sexuality? It's kind of an interesting conversation that I'll be having on a weekly basis on the HeadGum Network. All right, now y'all are free to do whatever the heck you want. See ya.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.